Negotiate. How to negotiate with the devil. Part 2 of 2, which includes the suggestion of nuclear war. In part 1, the definition of devil was read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, chapter 17, the glossary. And I will reread that now. Devil. Evil. A lie. Error. Neither corporeality nor mind. The opposite of truth. A belief in sin, sickness, and death. Animal magnetism or hypnotism. The lust of the flesh, which saith, I am life and intelligence in matter. There is more than one mind, for I am mind, a wicked mind, self-made or created by a tribal god, and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Thence, to reproduce a mortal universe, including man, not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. Also from Science and Health, here is the definition under Scientific Translation of Mortal Mind. That's from page 115 from chapter 6, Science, Theology, Medicine. The subtitles are First Degree Depravity and Unreality. Physical. Evil beliefs, passions, and appetites. Fear. Depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. Dr. Robert C. Putnam is one of the finest Bible scholars, and in his studies, he discovered that the Bible clearly states the foundation for Jesus after his ascension to reappear to John on the island of Patmos to dictate the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the New Testament in the King James Version of the Bible. In Science and Health, chapter 16, entitled The Apocalypse, is Mary Baker Eddy's interpretation of the book of Revelation. In that chapter 16, on page 564, under the subtitle, Doom of the Dragon, Mary Baker Eddy states, from Genesis to the Apocalypse, sin, sickness, and death, envy, hatred, and revenge, all evil, are typified by a serpent or animal subtlety. It was indicated in the title to this recording that it would include the suggestion of nuclear war. From the American Heritage Dictionary, here are some definitions for nuclear. Referring to biology, it says relating to or forming a nucleus of a cell. In physics, of or relating to atomic nuclei, a nuclear chain reaction, using or derived from the energy of atomic nuclear power, drastic or extreme, radical. This includes terms which may not be realized when one thinks of what the threat of nuclear war is really about. The first definition referred to is forming a nucleus of a cell. In Genesis chapter 1, it is stated in the first verse, in the beginning. Mary Baker Eddy translates that to mean in the only. And the next part of the first verse refers to God. In the beginning, God created. If one is referring to the nucleus of a cell, it has to be created by God. The next definition referred to a chain reaction. In studying Christian Science, we learn that all action is the action of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. This mind is the substance of spirit. Spirit is purity, which means that it is flawless and it is transparent and therefore reflective. Matter, or the belief in matter, certainly is not flawless. It is not transparent. For certain purposes, there has been an effort to create or to purify things or to discover things that are made of matter and are pure or transparent. But the only real, totally pure or transparent or flawlessness exists only in what is termed the opposite of matter, which is spirit. So the only substance of a cell has to be spirit if it is reality. Based on centuries and centuries of human belief, which has been compounded, as Mary Baker Eddy defines, as being lie upon lie, there cannot be any reality in matter, because spirit is real, which means that its opposite, which is termed matter, is unreal. Action is a function of mind. Action must be coupled with creativeness, intelligence, wisdom, and knowing in order to be an action of mind. Also, any action with capacity or functionality has to be from mind, because these are all qualities of mind, and they're omnipresent. So there could not be an action of mind that is absent of any of these qualities. Action combined with these qualities and other qualities brings forth performance. Performance is then measured as power. Power then, since the only substance that exists is spirit, power is a measurement of the performance of the spiritual nature of the action. Therefore, mind is the only source, and this mind referred to is the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, as noted in Chapter 14 of Science and Health, which is entitled Recapitulation, on page 465, under the definition of God, whereby Mary Baker Eddy states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. That mind could not be a mortal mind. In fact, there could be no existence of mortal mind, because that is the opposite of the mind just referred to, which is immortal. So one could never in reality refer to a mind being mortal. That is a fantasy. That is a misunderstanding. It's a misrepresentation of the real mind, and it is not a mind at all, but it is a mirage, a fiction. If one thinks about the only power, the only action, being the action of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, which is also harmonious, and also keep in mind that spirit is good, not bad, and in fact, God in a number of different languages is spelled G-O-O-D. It is good. God is good. God could not possibly be evil, as noted in part one of this same general topic of negotiate, how to negotiate with the devil. The quotation from Habakkuk in the Old Testament of the Bible was stated, which is, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. And that's referring to God, as stated in prior verses. So God is pureness. Pureness cannot behold flaws. Evil is nothing but flaw, nothing but iniquity, nothing but impurity. Evil is a total absence of good. Under the definition read previously from page 115 of Science and Health, First degree depravity, subtitle of unreality, and physical, it's talked about fear. That the physical sense of depravity is evil beliefs, passions, and appetites, fear. Fear is the counter to the real fact of reality, which is love. Fear is an absence of understanding. We would only fear something that we don't understand, that we are ignorant of the truth. It's an uncertainty. We don't know what is going to happen in our thought, and therefore we fear it. We are concerned that it's not going to come out in a benefit or a positive, constructive manner. Something is going to go wrong. We don't know what it is, but we are very concerned that that is what's going to happen, and it's going to affect either ourselves or someone or something that we have evaluated as being something important to ourselves or important to all humanity even. But love dissolves all fear. Love is a lubricant. Mary Baker Eddy defines love to include oil, spiritual inspiration, it has been referred to in these recorded treatments that love is a lubricant. A lubricant that removes the belief of conflict, friction, discord, anything that has to do with the absence of harmony or balance. It was also stated that two of the terms that are included in the synonymous term of love are plan and design. God is omnipresent. That means that every quality of God is omnipresent. That means that plan and design of love are omnipresent. And since love is the lubricant, the purity of completeness, that's another term for love, is completeness, wholeness, fulfillment. The plan and design of awakening one to completeness and wholeness and fulfillment is based on the plan and design being a part of all existence. It permeates everything. It permeates mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love itself. There really cannot be anything outside of the love of God because it is omnipresent. There's no time in dealing with God because time is a false sense of limitation. It is a sense that God is not omnipresent. It is a sense that God is not in control. that there is competition or opposition to the power of God. And power, remember, is the measurement of performance. Everything that is always was. It didn't have to be created. That's why Mary Baker Eddy translates that first phrase as being in the only. The only creation that exists is the only creation that was created by God. In other words, by saying it was created by God, it's saying that the only creation that exists is the existence of God. All existence is a manifestation of God. And God is not a person. God is the qualities that are expressed through the seven primary synonymous terms, which are, as stated, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Negotiating about a nuclear war, and remember, all negotiation is within consciousness. Don't be concerned about negotiating with a person. We want to negotiate with the impersonal belief of evil. And as stated in part one of this same title, to professionally negotiate, and that's what we want to do. We want to do it professionally. We want to do it methodically, systematically, scientifically. And when we do that, we analyze both the facts and the parties that are involved. And when the topic is how do we negotiate with the devil, then the parties involved would refer to all the various forms that evil tries to present as being real. Several of them were mentioned in this recording. Sin, sickness, death, disease, envy, hatred, revenge. Any number of names could be assigned that are ungodlike, and they would be correct. Because anything ungodlike is evil. It is a belief that there is a devil. An entity that is called a devil or the devil that has reality of life, truth, and intelligence in matter or mortal mind or whatever, electricity, animal, mineral, vegetable. The only place where reality resides is in consciousness. That is what affects an individual experience. It must reside in consciousness. It is omnipresent, but it will not be experienced individually unless we are relying on listening to, as Mr. Winslow states, radio station KOG, the Kingdom of God, which is continuously, without interruption or interference of any kind whatsoever, in any shape or form, it is continuously broadcasting the truth of being, the qualities of God, and also its operators, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. One could think of the operators of mathematics, which are required in order to make the digits of value. There are 10 digits of 0 to 9 in mathematics, but without add, subtract, multiply, and divide functions, the digits do nothing. The digit 9 means what? It means nothing. Unless you multiply it or add it or subtract it or divide it, it has no product. So there's no conclusion, there's no result, there's no activity. The operators for the realm of spirit, which is the only existence, the existence which is the manifestation of God, those operators are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. And the Word means the facts about God. But we cannot even begin to think about the facts about God unless we are willing to get ourselves away from the thought that everything is matter. We have to edge away from that. We have to replace step by step every thought that we have that the world, our world, the world of everyone, is based on matter. We have to get to the point where we say, there's too much discord in everything I've experienced in life. Sooner or later, things don't work out when I'm thinking about a material base for my life. And we come to the conclusion that there must be something else. And so we're grasping for truth. And when we're grasping for truth, then we can start to think about what are the qualities of truth. And that's the Word. The facts about God, we can introduce our thought to that as we part from everything that is ungodlike. Step by step, Mary Baker Eddy says, it doesn't happen overnight. She stated that by suffering or science, we advance spiritually. And she's never known of anyone to do it strictly by science. She herself, Jesus, everyone has gone through tremendous trials and tribulations. Not a man that there's any recorded history of that has gone through more trials and tribulations than Jesus. He obviously faced every possible temptation, or he wouldn't be able to ascend unless he had faced them and overcame them. May Baker Eddy calls that enduring. Enduring is not suffering, it is overcoming the suffering. It is being faced with a problem and overcoming it, succeeding the sense that there's reality in it. I will read some text from the chapter of the Apocalypse, chapter 16, from Science and Health. The format of chapter 16 is that there is a quotation from the Bible, from Revelation, and then Mary Baker Eddy's translation that one could understand it from a spiritual perspective. So on 5 62, it is quoting Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. I will only read one sentence of interpretation because this is not the thrust of the idea for this recording, but it is an introduction to the next Bible verse, which refers to this one. The dragon as a type. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. So, in other words, no matter what the physical appearance seems to be, and in this case we're talking about a dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. So no matter what the appearance is, we must realize that a diviner sense emphasizes that we must stick to the truth that harmony is the real and discord the unreal. The next one on the following page, 563, Revelation chapter 12, verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. The interpretation? Animal tendency. The serpentine form stands for subtlety, winding its way amidst all evil, but doing this in the name of good. Its sting is spoken of by Paul when he refers to, quote, the spiritual wickedness in high places, end of quote. It is the animal instinct in mortals which would impel them to devour each other and cast out devils through Beelzebub. As of old, evil still charges the spiritual idea with error's own nature and methods. This malicious animal instinct, of which the dragon is the type, incites mortals to kill morally and physically even their fellow mortals, and worse still, to charge the innocent with the crime. This last infirmity of sin will sink its perpetrator into a night without a star. Further down, it says, in the apocalypse, when nearing its doom, this evil increases and becomes the great red dragon, swollen with sin, inflamed with war against spirituality, and ripe for destruction. It is full of lust and hate, loathing the brightness of divine glory. One of the absolute most important things to remember in Christian Science is to always think about the problem as an impersonal suggestion, and it must be removed from any personality or human identification with what appears as the real problem. From the Manual of the Mother Church, on page 40 under Discipline, Guidance of Members, Mary Baker Eddy states the following: a rule for motives and acts. Neither animosity nor mere personal attachment should impel the motives or acts of the members of the Mother Church. In science, divine love alone governs man, and a Christian Scientist reflects the sweet amenities of love in rebuking sin, in true brotherliness, charitableness, and forgiveness. The members of this church should daily watch and pray to be delivered from all evil, from prophesying, judging, condemning, counseling, influencing, or being influenced erroneously. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that the church in Boston is intended to be for those who are attending the church as their local church, and that there is to not be any connection to the branch churches. And as a matter of fact, she has shown as symbols on the periodicals the branches being separate from the root. In other words, the branches not being connected to the Mother Church. And she states very clearly that every branch church must have their own bylaws. So in other words, they are set up as separate entities and not attached to the Boston Church. A bureaucracy or a hierarchy would like to think differently, and they certainly do propose that a branch church be under their authoritarian rule. But that is not the way it was set up by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer, founder, and leader of Christian Science. Mary Baker Eddy has defined what church is in the glossary, chapter 17 of Science and Health. She states, church, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick. When she says members of the Mother Church, I believe she has two meanings there. One is, if you are in the Boston area, residing there, and you want to utilize the church in Boston as the branch church for you, then by all means do it. And these are the bylaws that affect you as being a member of the Mother Church. The other way in which I believe she means it is that mother is a quality of love, which is mothering, nurturing. So we should be nurturing the church that we belong to. And what is that church? The church is in consciousness, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. the church must be elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas. And we must be demonstrating divine science, casting out devils or error, and healing the sick, healing anything that is unlike God. That doesn't mean we need to be a practitioner for other people, but we need to be healing our own consciousness, and that would affect everyone whom our thought rests upon. How do we negotiate with the devil? We must analyze the facts of the topic of the negotiation. If it's nuclear war, if it's a disagreement between ourselves and a friend or a spouse or a family member, in business, with anyone, a clerk at the store, doesn't matter. Discord must be faced and resolved. Mary Baker Eddy states that we should settle our accounts continuously. Continuously. In other words, don't let any unsettled account continue. It must be resolved, no matter what the topic is or who's involved. So if we're going to negotiate with the devil, we want to know, what are the suggestions being made right now about what seems to be the problem? Keeping in mind, she points out very vividly in the things that were read today, that the devil is represented by a serpent, sly, deceitful, trying to mock truth. We have to make sure that what we are seeing is not an example of this suggestion, because it tries to look exactly like truth. The voice will try to say that it is the truth. The feel, the touch, the smell, everything, the hearing, the senses will be inundated with fakes, mirages, fantasies, images which are not real, but appear to be real. So we have to know the facts, and we have to know the parties involved if we're going to negotiate to win, to bring it to a successful conclusion. And winning means not cheating. It doesn't mean overpowering anything other than the belief of error. That's the only thing we want to defeat, is the belief that there is life, truth, and intelligence in matter. We have to uncover any error and explain it away with the truth, the exact counterfact. Frederick Rawson, one of the finest Christian Science practitioners of all time, was a genius of a writer and researcher, and he wrote a book entitled Treatment or Healing by True Prayer. It covers 1,315 potential problems. Also has a section on the capacities and power of man, spiritually understood. It's in the back of the same book. It is an all-comprehensive encyclopedia that explains what is the material belief as it is labeled by humanity, and what is the exact counterfact, which is the truth. And that's what Mary Baker Eddy refers to. If we want to heal a problem, we have to uncover the error, we have to expose it, and we have to affirm the exact counterfact to the error, keeping in mind that the symptom may not be the problem, but only a symbol that there is a problem. As Mary Baker Eddy has stated, a problem will migrate to the weakest part of one's body. And body is a very comprehensive term, not just meaning the thing that we see if we look in the mirror. The thing that has legs that walks around or whatever. But a body is everything about our existence. It's our relationship with friends, family, a spouse, children, business partners or businesses, a clerk at a store, anything at all that we have in our life is part of our body. It is the atmosphere about everything about us. That's our body. So the weakest part of that is where a problem will migrate to try to get our attention, when in fact the real problem can be something totally different. When Mary Baker Eddy's students would go to her for advice on how to solve a problem, for example, they were a practitioner for, you know, had a patient, and they said, I can't crack this. I'm not making any progress. Can you help me? She would immediately know what the counterfact was and what the human label for the problem was. And she'd say, you're working on the wrong thing. She'd say, you would want to work on this. And she would know immediately how to advise them. Her spirituality enabled her to read mortal mind, the mortal mind of the individual and of the patient. And what I mean by that, not that mortal mind is a real mind, but it is the mind that counterfeits the divine mind that we're dealing with to overcome. We can negotiate with the devil and be successful. That doesn't mean we compromise. It means we endure, which means that we persevere until there is total success. God works through man. As Genesis chapter 1 states, let us make man in our image and likeness. We have to be involved. We have to let the goodness, the perfection, be permeating our consciousness. Everything is perfect, but we don't benefit from it unless we let our consciousness be open to the goodness, and cleanse everything in there that is no good. Get rid of it. Replace it with the truth. God is the only reality. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Amen.